United States ports fell under new port security rules in 2004 in the wake of 9/11 terrorism attacks. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Trade Development Director Ron Johnson says they've had to make adjustments.
It does create some issues, you know, and if there's a ship in, you have to go through their security. Hopefully they don't get any stricter.
International ships are facing increased scrutiny. Chief Mate Bin Lee of the Hong Kong flag Godwell says America has the strictest security he's seen.
But I think it must be done because now so many terrible things happen. For my ship and every crew members should obey the rules.
And shipping agents say adding fences, guards, and ID cards won't stop terrorists bent on causing damage. Daniel Shipping Services Operations Manager Stephen Saito in Duluth says security hasn't improved very much.
To be honest with you, deer get past the security fence and security guards quite often. And I think if a deer can do it, just about anyone can. There isn't any increased layer of security that you can do that will make a port 100% safe. It's you know, the imagination of terrorists is unlimited, and there's no way you could match that with security.
Another Duluth shipping agent from Guthrie Hubner says the security should be focused on major ocean ports like New York. Charles Hillerin says the new regulations are overkill, which adds to the cost of international shipping. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.